with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he has to change the chamber's rules because it's clear Democrats will not back off their objections to President Trump's nominee.
This is simply the world's longest, most drawn-out temper tantrum over losing an election. Democrats can't stand the fact that President Trump was elected. And so they've destroyed decades upon decades of Senate precedent and turned a historically bipartisan process into an exercise in petty partisanship.
The changes will allow quick confirmations of dozens of President Trump's executive branch nominees and will move to speed up votes after months of Democratic delays. President Trump has issued an ultimatum to Hamas about the remaining hostages. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a Sunday social media post, the president wrote that Israel has agreed to a new arrangement to secure the release of hostages in Gaza. He said the Israelis have accepted his terms, and now it is time for Hamas to accept as well or face the consequences. The president went a step further, declaring this is his last warning and there will not be another one. Hamas continues to hold 50 hostages, with only 20 believed to be alive. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Palestinian attackers have opened fire at a bus stop in Jerusalem during the morning rush hour, killing 6 people and wounding 12. An Israeli soldier and civilian shot and killed the 2 attackers, and police later arrested a 3rd person. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 114 points, the Nasdaq rose 98, the S&P advanced 13. This is SRN News. The Texas Attorney General wants prayer in the schools.
Republican Ken Paxton says every district should make time during class hours for students to voluntarily pray and read the Bible. He says the Lord's Prayer would be a good place to start. In fact, Texas lawmakers passed a measure that would require schools to do just that, but it's been placed on hold by a judge. Paxton adds that, quote, "I will not stand by while the far left attempts to push our country into the sinking sand." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Council of Europe delegation is announcing the arrest of a Turkish human rights activist who was detained after delivering a speech critical of President Erdogan's government at a session of Europe's leading human rights body. Turkey is officially secular, but Erdogan has been taking the country in a more radical Muslim direction, leading to increasing human rights violations and growing persecution of Christians. This is SRN News. Markets got close to record levels.
Stocks edged higher on Wall Street Monday. The S&P 500 rose 0.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.5% to a record. AppLovin and Robinhood Markets helped lead the market after learning they will join the S&P 500 index later this month. Trading across Wall Street was relatively quiet ahead of updates coming later this week on the job market and inflation. The results could dictate by how much or even whether the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates at its next meeting in a week. Damian Troisi, New York.
Rupert Murdoch's family has reached a deal on control of his media empire after his death. The agreement ensures no change in direction of Fox News, a popular network for President Trump and conservatives. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.